Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about the 8 signs that indicate that your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse may be cheating on you. These 8 signs are so important to be aware of. If you're in a relationship and you suspect somebody of cheating, this could be happening. And these are the signs that indicate, indeed, that person is having an outside affair, either physical or an emotional affair or both. So the first sign that your spouse, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend could be cheating on you is that they take a lot of calls outside. And by itself, this doesn't mean anything. By itself, this indication does not mean that somebody is cheating, but when coupled with the other 7 signs, this is definitely cheating going on in the relationship. But if they're taking a bunch of calls outside, think about it. Do they often do this? Is this something that they do? Do they often go outside to make business calls? Is this a normal occurrence or is it not? And a lot of times when I'm working with clients who are dealing with a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or a spouse who they think might be cheating, one of the first indications they say is that recently it seems that he or she likes to take a lot of calls outside. We'll walk outside and take a call real quick or come back in. And they kind of find it a little odd. Maybe you're sitting at a restaurant having dinner, pouring some wine, ordering an appetizer, and their phone rings. And they automatically look at you and say, I got to take this outside. I'll be right back. That can be a total indication, okay? And by itself, it doesn't mean anything. But one of the first things to recognize is this out of character, okay? Does it feel out of character for that person? Because if it does, either it's a stressor situation, a work stress, or it's another type of stress that they don't want to deal with, that they have to take that call and go outside. You know, the second indication that your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend could be cheating on you is that there's a lot of texting going on at all hours of the night. Now, one of the things that I hear from some of my clients that come into my office is they tell me, you know, well, my husband was not a big texter or my wife wasn't a big texter, and all of a sudden she's texting all kinds of people all night long. And that's a big deal. When somebody's personality, and when I say personality, their traits, what they do, when those things begin to change abruptly, there's some concern there. Now, it doesn't indicate that somebody's having an affair, but it does indicate that they're doing something that they don't necessarily want you to know about. That could be hanging out with people that you don't really like around them. That could be partaking in activities that you don't like. That could be drugs, alcohol. It could be all kinds of different things that they don't want to tell you about, okay? Another indication, if they are texting often, is that, you know, they could be texting somebody that they're seeing on the side. And that is, it is a possibility, especially when it's out of their personality. It's not something that they usually do. It's not something that they did in the past. Another subset concept in that same texting idea is if you see them on instant messenger a lot with people you don't really know. And I always find that very interesting because social media is a great thing to reconnect with folks. It's a great thing to meet new people, but it can also be something that gets in the way of a good marriage or gets in the way of a good relationship. And that can be a problem. And when I say that can be a problem, there's a lot of folks that are looking for love, looking for relationships. You know, there's a lot of things that can go online and a lot of things that can happen that somebody wasn't even expecting. I've had clients come into my office who are happily married, been happily married for a very long time, have no interest in hooking up with an ex, and the next thing you know, they get a private message from their ex. And these people are loyal and they don't want to do anything, but they have to message them back and say, hey, I'm not interested. Now, if somebody was in a difficult time in their life, maybe the marriage wasn't as good as it could be. Maybe there was a lot of downs, okay? You know, maybe there was a lull in sexual activity or maybe just a lull in not feeling connected. That message could have been received in a different way. That could have been received in a different way. And when it's received in a different way, it could have been like game on. And had we not had social media, that person would have to find his new phone number or mail a letter or run into him or what have you. It wouldn't have been as easy as sending a message on Facebook. And, you know, all of these types of signs that I'm talking about don't indicate cheating necessarily. But when they're coupled together, that's when you probably have a situation that you need to take a look at. You need to be honest with the situation, and you need to step back and have a conversation eventually and figure out what needs to be done. And, you know, things happen to good people. Some people make bad choices sometimes. But when it's happening to you, you've got to know what you're getting into, and you need to figure out what you will accept in your life and, quite frankly, what you won't accept in your life. The third sign that somebody might be cheating is that all of a sudden they have a new possessiveness of their cell phone. And when I mean possessiveness of a cell phone, I mean that they are holding on to it like grim death. And you know what I mean. You know people that are just like that way anyway. That's just how they are. And so if they're that way anyway, that's not a big deal. But if you're in a relationship with somebody that used to leave their phone everywhere, or didn't care about it, or never carried it around, someone that really didn't care about their phone, and all of a sudden they're highly possessive of it, holding it all the time. It's all, for a man, it's always in their back pocket. For the woman, it's always in their purse or in their hand. If they become highly possessive and guarded of that phone, you may have a problem. Because the phone is the connection, right? And no matter what you do to that phone, I think there might be some settings that you can put in there. But for the most part, most of us see who's calling us, right? It has a name. For most of us, you can see even a text message. Like for my phone, for example, I don't have anything I need to hide. So my phone shows basically the entire amount of text message that it can, even in the screen, even then like the save screen at the front. So it just shows it. It'll show the name and then it'll show as much of the text as it can, or it'll show the name and the number or whatever. And it doesn't bother me. But remember, because of that type of phone and because of that new technology, the only way to be sure that somebody doesn't see something that they don't want you to see is to make sure that you don't see it to begin with, right? So that they hold on to that. They become very possessive of that phone. They're very watchful of it. When somebody's really trying to cover their tracks quite a bit, it gets excessive, especially when they're sleeping. The phone could be in an odd place. It could be hidden. It could be turned off and put in a drawer. There's a lot of different things and indications that you might want to be aware of, because when somebody doesn't really have anything to hide, it kind of resonates that way. But when somebody is fearful that something's going to come out, or that they have something to hide, they're going to keep a watchful eye on whatever that is. So if that is the case, that is an indication that somebody may be cheating on you, especially coupled with taking the calls outside and texting at random time, texting very often, maybe using instant messenger, and texting or instant messaging people that you've never met. You have no idea who they are. You've never heard of them. He or she has never brought them up to you, and you have no idea who these people are. All of these are very much true indications that somebody is having an affair or doing something that they don't want you to know about or to find out about. Another indication is that when somebody's cheating on someone else, they have a tendency of accusing the other person of cheating. Okay? And you ask, well, why is that? Because you hear that often, right? But I have a really cool perspective on that that's very different. Because there are several reasons why someone would do that. The first is obviously to put that person on the defense. Because if I put you on the defense and you're too busy trying to figure out what to do or how to respond or how to defend yourself, you don't have time to think about me over there, whatever I'm doing. You don't have the time. Because right now you are trying to defend your situation. No, I am not cheating. No, I am not seeing anybody else. I can prove it. What do you need from me to prove it? And then you get on the defensive, and then you're showing the cell phone, whatever you're doing to defend yourself. Or you just think it's absolutely crazy. But either way, you're no longer thinking about that person possibly cheating. Now they have you on the defensive, and then also you're trying to figure out, where did this come from? You know, how am I portraying myself? When I return, I'll be talking more about the reasons why people accuse others of that. If you haven't already checked out the website, please do. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. You can read the latest blogs and also listen to the latest radio shows right there. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I am revealing the 8 signs that you may be being cheated on by your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or your spouse. And separately, these particular signs don't really add up to cheating, but when they are joined together with others, it's a hard indication that you may be dealing with somebody who is cheating on you. Right before the break, I was talking about when somebody's cheating, one thing that they often do is they accuse the other person of cheating. And they accuse the other person because, first off, they want to put that person on the defensive, right? They want them to begin to question themselves. Have I done something? Is something wrong? Is there something I can change or do or whatever in the meantime, right? And to also prove that I'm not cheating and to go that extra mile and to defend oneself. And in the defense of oneself, we begin to forget everything about the other person because we're too busy defending ourselves. That's just the way we humans work. But another reason why people will accuse other people of cheating is because they're cheating and they assume everybody else is. If they're cheating, then they assume that you are too. Because that's just how people are a lot of times. If somebody else is doing something, they assume that you are doing it as well. If somebody's doing drugs a lot, they might assume that all their friends must do drugs. If somebody drinks a lot, they might assume that everybody that they know drinks a lot. It's kind of like the way we assume things based on our own personal activity, okay? And that's not what everybody does, okay? Many of you are very mindful. And you know that what you do is completely different from what other people do. And you don't try to put yourself in other situations like that. But when somebody is dealing with the situation and is cheating in a relationship, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of stress and anxiety. There's a lot of things going on at one time that is happening with that person. Because remember, if they're cheating, they're hanging out with one person, and then they're hanging out with you. Do you see what I'm saying? They're hanging out with one person, they're hanging out with you. And so they're divided between you and them. And they have very little time of their own. And so all of a sudden, they're stuck in the middle. And the little bit of time that they get is probably going place to place or going to work or whatever they're doing. And so their thoughts are all jumbled up. Okay, and they're not thinking clearly, because if they were thinking clearly, they wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. But oftentimes when they're in that situation, they assume that if they got there so easily, you must be doing it as well. Another indication that I find very interesting with certain situations is that sometimes when somebody is cheating, they become hypercritical of the other person. They find a lot of fault in that person. And they begin to find faults, and they talk about these faults that they've never talked about before. And they can actually become pretty rude. Okay? And it's interesting because I find that I think that they're becoming hypercritical because they're, to some degree, wanting the relationship to fail. They're wanting to find the problems with the relationship so they don't feel bad about exiting stage right. Does that make sense? So if I find all the problems in the relationship and I find all the problems with you, it makes it a lot easier for me to leave the relationship without feeling bad. It makes me feel a lot better because I found all your faults, and because of all those faults, I really can't stick in this anymore, okay? And I also find the faults within you that make me feel good with the fact that I don't feel like the total jerk. I don't feel like the total evil one because you have all these faults that I don't like. You do all these things that I don't like, and I can't stand it. And because of that, and I found those faults within you, it makes it easier for me to be more palatable with the fact that I'm screwing around. Okay, so if I find the faults that you're too headstrong, or you're kind of jerky, or your attitude, or the way that you do this, the way you do it, whatever it is, when I find those faults, it's almost like it affirms the fact that what I'm doing isn't that bad. And it also makes it easier to do it. Because if the other person is a total angel, and everything they do is awesome, and there's nothing wrong with them, then when you're cheating, it's really wrong, and it feels really bad, and you feel really sad, and you feel really upset because you feel like a jerk because you're being a jerk. Because you're doing the wrong thing. Because that other person is an angel. If the other person's an angel, then you feel really bad. But if you take them off that pedestal and you start finding all this fault and become hypercritical, then all of a sudden, life becomes a lot easier. You're able to feel better about what you're doing. You're able to feel okay about stepping out of the relationship. And also, you find these issues and these faults that you go, you know what, I guess I could get out of this relationship because this person does have faults, and I'm not really totally stoked with it. And, you know, quite honestly, you know, I don't really like that about them. You know, that's really not good. And I don't know if I could be with this person for the rest of my life. And so I see a lot of folks who come into my office who say, you know, hey, my spouse has recently gotten hypercritical on things that never was an issue. I didn't know that bothered him so much, or I didn't know that bothered her so much. I had no idea. And it never came up. We've been together for 5 years. It never came up. And so I don't know why it's coming up now. And by itself, this is not an indication of cheating. Okay, it could be a midlife crisis. It could be somebody that's realized that they've been in this relationship for a long time and they're starting to get scared. It could be somebody that never does long-term relationships and all of a sudden they go, oh my God, I've been in this relationship. I got to run. I got to find the faults with this relationship and get the heck out of here. It could be that. It could be somebody feeling as though they haven't lived a full life. There's a lot. It could be somebody that feels as though they haven't dated enough or checked out enough things, that they've only just started being with people and you were the first love of their life and they wonder if they missed out on stuff. So it's not necessarily that somebody's cheating on you, but it definitely indicates that they want to have some sort of distance or find some sort of distance to feel good about it, to feel okay about it, to divide themselves up from the relationship. And I think that's something that you really want to see, because somebody really does want to get out of a relationship and wants to move on and wants to do their own thing. The first thing that they have to do is to find faults in the relationship. Otherwise, you wouldn't leave the relationship. So you got to find the problems with it. They've got to be big enough problems, or you got to find a multitude of problems. And then you got to kind of magnify those problems. And then those problems have to be a really, really, really big issue for you, right? They do. And then all of a sudden, there you go. Bam. They have to be a huge issue. And then you have this great divide, and you find this fault and all this stuff in between, and there you go. And all of a sudden, now there's a distance, and you feel okay about exiting stage right. Another indication that somebody may be cheating is that they actually begin to keep strict tabs on you, because they want to know where you're going to be at all times. Now, this could indicate several different things. This could indicate somebody that's really controlling. This could indicate an extreme narcissist that wants to control you every step of the way. This could indicate somebody that has been abandoned. That needs to know where you are. Someone with borderline personality disorder. Even somebody with a little bit of PTSD might need to know where you are at all times to know that you aren't cheating or that you're okay. So it might not indicate that they're cheating, but there's a reason why someone wants to keep tabs on you 24/7. And if they are keeping tabs on you 24/7 and this is something new, this may be an indication of cheating because they might want to know where you are so that they don't get caught doing something else. They may need to know when you're going to be home and when you're at work because they may be bringing somebody over to the house that you don't know about. And it's interesting because when people start keeping really close tabs, there's a lot of reasons for it. But one could be an indication of cheating just because they need to know where you are at all times to be sure that they don't get caught doing something or going somewhere with somebody else or coming by the house or doing something at the house with somebody else. There's so many different things. But it could also indicate that that person's controlling or that they're scared in their fear of abandonment or that they might be suffering because of that fear of abandonment. They might have a lot of the indications of borderline personality disorder. You know, there's a lot of different things, but it could indicate, if coupled with these other signs, they could be cheating. And the reason for doing this show tonight is that I believe that we need to know where we stand in any relationship. It's important to know. And ignorance is not necessarily bliss. It can be for a little while, but I think knowing and understanding where we stand and being truthful to ourselves directly relates to our quality of life. It directly relates to how we respect ourselves and what we want to be and who we truly are. And it's all about living our true life, right? If you haven't already, go check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and in the search engine, put Ashley Burgess. Please subscribe and like the videos if you like them. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about the eight signs. The eight signs that your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or your spouse could be cheating on you. Right before the break, I was talking about how often when somebody is cheating, they want to keep a strict tab on their spouse or their girlfriend or boyfriend and know exactly where they are. And the reason why they want to do that is they want to know where you are at all times because they don't want to get caught doing something. They don't want to be bringing somebody to the house and you show up from work midday and you never do that. They want to know where you are so they can kind of get away with whatever they're doing and know that you're not going to find out. Now, there are other reasons why people do that, right? They do it because they are controlling. They want to know where you are at all times. They want to control your life. They want to know all those things, okay? Another reason is maybe they are suffering from borderline personality disorder. And again, because of their abandonment issues, they want to know where you are. You know, there's a lot of reasons. But when we look at it from the cheating perspective, if somebody has just recently began to be really overly strict tabs on you, wants to know more of where you are than ever before, this is a sign. Now, if it's been going on for the whole relationship, that could be an indication, too, that they might be cheating as well. But to me, when people make changes in their personality and the way that they do things, there's always an indication for that, okay? And those changes are hard to hide. And when those changes are made, you can recognize it, but oftentimes we don't see it because we're right in the middle of it. If you're in the middle of the relationship, it's hard to see that your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, or boyfriend has, you know, changed these things because you're in the middle of it. You're not over there taking a tally. Okay, check. They're taking calls outside. Check. Seems like they're texting a lot more than they do. Check. Oh, wait a second. Looks like they're really possessive of their phone. I don't remember the last time that they took their phone anywhere. Huh. That's odd. When did that change? You're not seeing that because you're so in the middle of it. You're so enmeshed in it. And also, we don't want to know that we're being cheated on. Nobody wants to sit there and think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to think that their significant other is cheating on them. You don't want to know that. And to some degree, I think that we do need to know it. But yeah, it's not fun. And we don't want to believe it. We don't want to think it. Most of us don't. Now, there's others of us, right, who have been in all kinds of upside-down relationships, who have been cheated on. And we automatically just assume everybody's a cheater. Okay, so every time we get in a new relationship, cheater. Ah, no, they're cheating on me. No, they're cheating on me. Yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. And so we're either jaded by it, or we went through therapy with me or somebody else, and you got over it, and now you're great. Or you know, you've never cheated, you haven't been cheated on, and this is something that's happening that you don't even understand because you've just never been in that arena. Or you were the cheater before, and now you're scared that you might be cheated on, or you're wondering about karma or whatever. But, you know, especially in that situation, if you have cheated on someone before in the past, it can be scary if you're starting to see some of these indications that somebody's cheating, possibly maybe because you actually used these in the past. You know, maybe there was a part in your relationship where you were outside on the phone. Maybe there was a part of your marriage where you were hypercritical with your ex-wife before y'all got divorced, and this was a predication of you having an affair, or vice versa, you know, hypercritical on your husband. All I'm saying is that these are signs and red flags that have coupled together definitely indicate that your significant other is doing something that they don't want you to know about. They don't want you to find out about. Because it'll make them look bad. Okay? Because if they thought they were doing the right thing, they wouldn't be sneaky about it. If they thought they were doing the right thing, they wouldn't be accusatory of you for it. If they thought they were doing the right thing, they wouldn't try to find all the faults with you to make themselves feel better about what they're doing. Do you see what I'm saying? And this kind of stuff applies to almost anything when somebody's not being honest with you. Okay, no matter if it's in business or whatever it's in, when people start getting sneaky, there's a reason. Okay, and I know that you're saying, Ashley, you know what? I don't really want to know. And if you don't want to know, then don't worry about it. If you don't want to know, that's fine. Because that's okay, because some of us don't want to know. Okay, we love that person so much. We care about them. We're comfortable in the relationship. We don't want to know. We just don't want to know. Okay? And if that's the case, then I don't know why you're still listening to the show, but God bless you. And I understand that. And I am not making judgment call at all on that. I have seen some relationships and marriages that have worked where there have been a lot of extramarital activity going on, but they stayed together forever. They pushed forward through it and it didn't bother them. And maybe it did bother them deep down, but you see what I'm saying. And so if that's where you're coming from, I get it. That's fine. But if you're not coming from that situation and you want to find someone who's there for you, or you want to find someone who's not screwing around, and you want to find someone that's going to be loyal to you, and you're also going to be loyal, then that's awesome. And so if that's the case and you want to know what's really going on, then you owe it to yourself to really step back and evaluate your relationship. If you feel this way, if you feel like there's questions, then you've got to step back and evaluate. The next guidepost that I want to talk about is that they have a new interest in their looks, and they have a new interest in taking care of themselves. Now, surely by itself, this guidepost, this sign, does not say that somebody is cheating. It doesn't. It just doesn't. That's just not the way it is. It doesn't say that. This particular by itself says that maybe somebody finally woke up and realized, man, I'm overweight, or hey, I have diabetes and I've got to take care of myself, or hey, I don't want to get diabetes and it runs in my family, or hey, I just want to get physically fit because I see that if I don't, I'm going to get sick, whatever it is. Or they've read the latest articles and realized that, you know, people are more likely to get dementia and Alzheimer's who don't work out, and how it directly correlates. There's a lot of things, okay? So what I'm saying is that that could be strictly that alone, but coupled with these other signs could be an indication that they are cheating. So if they have a new interest in their looks, they're going to the gym all the time, on a diet now, doing the opposite of everything they've done as far as, you know, they used to drink a lot of wine, now they're not. They're on a new diet, and it's all about them. It's like they're not trying to push you, okay? So that's another indication, too. It's not like they're trying to get you into the healthy thing. It's all about them. It's about how they look, what they're eating, what their diet is. Now, if it's somebody that has a newfound respect for health and they don't want to be pushy on you, they're probably not going to say anything either. But over time, they're going to say, hey, honey, you think you could get on this diet with me? Because I'm going to be healthy and you're not. And your life and your health matters to me because we're married and I want to stay with you and I care about our relationship and I want you to live a long, healthy life. And at this rate of everything you're eating and all the crap that you're putting down your throat, it ain't going to happen. We're not going to have that long of a marriage. Okay, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, holy hand grenade, Superman, okay. But if somebody is all about their own looks and all it's kind of happened all of a sudden, now they got a new gym membership, getting new gym clothes, you know, working out, all that kind of stuff can be an indication, especially when it's a solo venture. Okay, a solo venture, it could indicate an affair. Now, on the flip-flop, it could indicate a midlife crisis. Okay, oh my gosh, I'm getting older, I gotta look better. It could also indicate the fact that they want to get younger, they want to feel younger. There's a lot of indications there, but if it's really a solo act and they're not talking to you about getting you healthier, and it's coupled with being sneaky and taking the calls outside and texting at all hours of the night, and you waking up in bed and you see them on the phone texting with all the lights off, you know, those are some indications. And some indications that something's happening. And those are the things that you want to be aware of in your life if you want to know. And if you want to know, then this is the show to listen to, because this is the information that you need to have to be aware and to be on top of things in your life. The last indication for tonight, the eighth indication that somebody is cheating on you, is the emotional distance. All of a sudden, and it could start over a period of a few days or a few weeks or a few months, you begin to feel a distance between you and your significant other. And it's not just like, I'm over here, you're over there. It's an emotional distance. And you got to be self-aware to feel this, okay? You got to be aware. You got to feel. You got to have feelings. And so you begin to feel as though you're not in touch, seem to be not on the same page emotionally. Maybe they're a little frigid, cold, reactionary. All these things that they usually aren't. And the closer you try to get with them, the further they try to get from you. And that's interesting. And that could indicate that they're going through turmoil, that they found out that they might have a disease or a condition and they're scared and they don't know how to talk to you about it. And there's other reasons, and I'll talk about that right when I come back from break, because this is a big one. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in two shakes.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about the eight signs that indicate that someone might be cheating on you, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your spouse, how to know it. You know, when I'm talking about these eight signs throughout this hour, separately, by themselves, when you single them out, they do not indicate that somebody is cheating. They can indicate a multiple of different things, okay? But when you put these together, that is an indication that somebody is stepping out of the marriage or is hiding something just as big that they don't want you to know about. And it might not be a sexual relationship. It could be an emotional affair. It could be something totally different. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. It's something. It could be gambling. It could be something that they don't want you to know about. Okay? But this is definitely the eight red flags that something is going on. And right before the break, I was talking about the biggest one, the biggest indication that something's up is that emotional distance that you begin to feel. And it's not that you're over there and they're over here. It's an emotional difference. They feel like they're miles away. For someone that you used to feel very close to, that you had a connection with, that you could feel, you no longer can. It's almost like they're cold. They're distant. When you try to get close to them, they might kind of like move a little bit. They might shudder. They might, you know, they might wince. They also might be very cold. Not a lot of hugging, not a lot of connection, no more holding hands, all that kind of stuff. And if that's something that you're used to and it's gone away, that's an indication that something's happening. Now, when somebody begins to do this type of distancing, okay, it might be conscious and it might be subconscious. Now, one of the reasons why people do it outside of cheating is that maybe they found out some health information that they don't want to share yet, that they're scared of, and so it's on their mind, and they found out something quite struggling for them about their health. Another thing could be that they're dealing with some turmoil with their family, maybe with a parent or a grandparent or one of their children from another marriage or from your, whatever it could be, something that they don't really want to talk about yet, but it's on their mind, weighing extremely heavy. You know, another indication could be that somebody has passed, maybe an ex that they don't want to talk about because they don't want to bring it up and upset you. There's a lot of different things that could be there, but it could be that they are emotionally distant because they got their mind and their heart emotionally on someone else, okay? And one of the things that I find when somebody is having an affair, one of the big indications that you remember, they're trying to juggle two relationships, right? If I'm trying to juggle two relationships, there's not a lot of time for me, okay? There's not a lot of time for me. So because of that, I don't have a lot of time to talk about my issues. I don't have a lot of time to vent my issues. I don't have a lot of time to work out. I don't have a lot of time to do things for me because I'm running back and forth. I'm trying to take care of this. I'm trying to take care of that. I'm trying to go home to see my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my spouse. I'm trying to go and see the other person that I'm seeing. I'm trying to make them happy. I'm trying to calm them down. All the stuff in between that goes on, right? And so remember, when somebody's emotionally distant and it's coupled with they're keeping those strict tabs, they're being hypercritical, they might be accusing you of things. Also, the possessiveness of phone and the texting and the calling and all that stuff, this is a big indication that somebody's thinking of somebody else. Okay? And it might not be just a sexual relationship. It could be an emotional relationship that they've gotten involved with that is now making them think or wonder if they made the right choice or how they feel about the situation they're in right now. Now, when you look at these eight indications, it's very important to step back. If you feel like you're in the situation where your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend is cheating on you, okay, if you feel that way, and you've hit more than five of these indications, you might be right. But you're not going to know just by saying, well, you know, this has got to be it. And if you really want to know, you're going to have to devise a plan. And as long as this person's not a violent person, okay, if this person is violent, you shouldn't be in this relationship to begin with. You need to really question why you're in the relationship to begin with. But if this person's not violent, you've got to have a sit-down conversation. And I'm not saying that they're going to be honest. I'm not telling you that they're going to be totally honest with you. I'm not saying that at all because I have no idea. But what I do know is you're not going to find out anything until you ask the questions. You're not going to find out anything until you ask the question, until you have the conversation. And the conversation can't be, you know, totally hypercritical, totally argumentative. I'm going to come out of this corner fighting, and you better tell me if you're cheating or screwing around, okay? It can't be like that. It just can't. No matter how you feel inside, you have no evidence, no proof. You have indications. And so I recommend sitting down and having a conversation, having a calm conversation, because no matter what, you're in this relationship together for some reason. Even if you end the relationship, you know, think about life in general and how, yes, it might be upsetting or it might be stressful, but the only way you're going to get the information you want is by putting the cards on the table, being truthful, being honest, and letting them choose how they're going to respond. Now, some of you have probably jumped to conclusion, and there is no affair, okay? And there hasn't been, and there won't be any. And so you've got to look into your own past and say, why have I thought that this person's cheating on me? Why have I felt that this is what's happening? And why have I made this judgment call on this person that doesn't deserve it? Now, that's when you have to clean your own house out, clean out your own past, and accept what's happened in your past, whether you cheated or were cheated on, and you've got to work on that work. And that's stuff that I do in therapy here in my office, and you know, not in the studio, obviously. I mean, I guess I could do it on air, but when I'm in my office, I really like to delve into that stuff so we can let go of our historical baggage that holds us back from accepting things. Because some of us are in some beautiful relationships that we're trying so darn hard to sabotage. We want to find that fault so bad. We want to make them the enemy. We want them to be cheating on us, or they got to be cheating on us, you know, because we're not lovable enough. Or that last person that I was with cheated on me, and I know this person's cheating on me, and I never find the right person. So remember, if there's a tendency to really go back that direction in your history, then you've got to really look within yourself and ask yourself, why do you feel like you cannot be happy, and why do you feel that you can't be loved? And it's something that you really need to think about. Now, on the other hand, if that's not what you're dealing with and you believe because of this show and indications and you've sat back and analyzed and you believe that your significant other is cheating on you, it's time to have that conversation, to put the cards on the table, because if you want to know, you owe it to yourself to find out the truth. And I advise in this conversation to really sit back and listen, okay? Allow them to talk and hear them out. And you know, when you're honest and you're truthful and you care, that does resonate. And honestly, I just don't want you to waste your time in a relationship with the wrong person. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives, we'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.